Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 17. So what are we doing? And the great part of that question is in the title of this episode. It's called doing. Because we need to make sure we're doing everything we can as much as possible to reach our level of greatness, not the greatness someone else sees for us. I mean, that's all good. Someone sees the greatness in you, like, because you want to be seen, you want to be noticed in some form or fashion. And you're doing this for yourself. And of course, sometimes it is good to make sacrifices. So you're doing things for other people as well. You just have to make sure you have good intent. Make sure your intentions are pure and wholeheartedly. And I always try to carry myself that way. That I always try to have good intentions when it comes to things. Maybe I just came into that over the years because of the things I've been through. I just try to hold myself to that standard, make sure I have good intentions. So it don't seem like I have bad intentions or portray myself any other way, because I don't like when I'm portrayed in a different light that I know that's not me. So I try to carry myself differently, no matter what it is. So with doing, you gotta know, you have to know, know your why. Cause that's the main reason why you what's the reason for the things that you do? How do you carry yourself? If you don't know that, then you really don't know what you're doing. You're just going about things in lackluster. You're not carrying yourself the right way. You're not doing the things that you need to do, especially that I've talked about in the previous episodes. You have to pay attention to the attention. Your intention has to be, you have to pay attention to your intent. Why do you do things you do? Why do you wake up every day? What goal are you trying to achieve? What do you want out of life? What do you want for your life? What is the reason that you dream? Why do you make a vision board? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. Your reasoning has to be everything. You can't be just some regular basic answer. I'm just doing it just because. No. Because of what? Why do you keep going? Some people give up easily. That's they're doing. They give up easily, more than one way, more than one ways than none, more ways than one, because that's their thing. They can't start anything because they're not going to finish it. So they're going through life just being there. And you're not living the best life possible for you. And then some people, they tend to follow others or try to image or match their image. So they're going around trying to live someone else's life because of what they see. But that's not the life meant for them. In their mind, they are. because they have brainwashed themselves to think like, oh, if I try to be like this person, then all these things could happen for me as it's happening for them. That's very simple-minded thinking. I say that because, like, how can you actually live your best life if you're trying to live a life that kind of copies another person's life? So you're trying to be in a generic copy of this person's aesthetic, the way they walk and talk and carry themselves and way they dress. So you really have accomplished nothing. You just simply became the great version, the great value version of this person. Even if that. But so what did you truly accomplish? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing what you think is right and you see as a cheat way to get to where you think you're going to go. And people like that don't really last long. They fizzle out because that facade that you're putting on, people see through that. And ultimately you see through it because you can't even look yourself in the mirror because you don't know what you see. You see someone else. You painted this picture of how things are going to go or whatever you thought was on your vision board. You took a look at what you thought you seen of someone else's and put it on yours. The cheat way for success that wasn't going to happen. Because whatever's meant for you will happen. No one's going to get in the way. No one can stop you. You don't have to really change yourself to be like others. Unless you actually need change, not to change like others, but actually need change for your life. You can't keep going things the right about things the wrong way over and over. That's just more insanity. And that's not good for your health nor for your mental health. Because that's going to eat away your time over time. So you essentially don't know what you're doing. You're blind. And then of course it's a blind leading blind because you could be following somebody that's doing the same thing you're doing, but you didn't even realize it. So you both two are generic versions of another person. Of whatever mannerisms you picked up. This is what you thought you were doing, but you have no idea. You thought the rules of the game was that simple, but it wasn't. That's why I try to make sure I stand out without standing out, because people are going to see your greatness whether you try to hide it or not. They see who you are. They see your value and everything. Like, a lot of people don't know I'm writing a book. A lot of people don't even know I have this podcast or another podcast with my own bros or my clothing company. Like, I talk about it. And if you're not part of the conversation, you might not be meant to be a part of that conversation. Like, but I'm involved in these things and I have good intentions with those things that I'm involved in. And I feel like I will have a great level of success with all those things. Cause I don't go to things halfway. I don't think I should. Because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm capable of. And I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. When doing these things, you have to go at it wholeheartedly. Like, put your love and heart and soul into these things, and they'll grow more than you could ever dream of. And then you'll be really walking in your greatness, walking the path that you're meant to be on, your great path of success. No one can take that away from you. They could dream to, but some dreams are not always meant to come true. So they think they're hurting you, but they're hurting themselves. And always try to put the effort in and work ethic towards whatever you're trying to complete, whether you're working out, whether it's a small goal to get to a bigger goal, whether it's minor or major, you can do it. You have to believe that you can do it. And surround yourself around people that motivate you, because you can motivate yourself, but it's 10 times better when other people are motivating you as well. Like I said, since season one, you have to have a circle. These are the people that's going to be there when it's said and done. Because they see it. They see your greatness in you, even if you don't see it yourself. That's why people motivate and just uplift others, because they see it. They just want you to realize it. So are you doing everything you're capable of to realize this thing? Are you holding yourself back? You know you can do it. You know that you can do it. So what do you need to remove? Or you might need to do a restart or reset to put you on the right path to where you need to be, where you're more level-headed and clear-minded. Because it's easy to lose your focus. So you need to do whatever you need to do to help you stay focused. Continue going, moving forward to your ultimate goal. This is not your final form. You're going to level up. You got to put in the work ethic. You got to continue to go. You might have to wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and repeat your reasoning of why you do what you do. Some people, it's their family that motivates them. Sometimes it's their friends, or just the whole reward of the ultimate goal being complete. Because the job is not finished. The job's not done. You know what you want to achieve. No one can get in the way of that. Like, you have to be the hero for yourself sometimes. Like, don't let your dreams die. And don't lose yourself in the process. Because you regret it every day that you wake up. This is your moment. Keep going. Realize it. Claim it. And do it. This has been the Airburn Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at JR to the Throne. TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. YouTube, Air Gaming. Also, 90210 Gaming. And also, listen to the Blurred and Beyond Podcast. We're in season 5, baby. And things are getting better and better. We got like 340 members on our Facebook group. It's amazing. We get more followers on YouTube or subscribers. Like, things are happening. You got to believe in yourself and believe in the people around you that you have in your circle as well. It can't be just one person believing in another. You have to believe in the people too that you allow in your space. Keep going. Don't give up. Y'all be blessed.